This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, I'm Ezra Zayed.
Good evening, I'm Caroline O.
And today we'll be going through some of the news items and, of course, a huge focus on Malaysia Airlines Flight MH17. We'll be giving you some of the updates and from the media statements as well as some of the press conferences that took place at 4 o'clock this morning by the Prime Minister.
That's right.
Also, another press conference that just concluded with the Transport Minister. So we'll be giving you as much, of course, news updates as we can. Later on at 6 o'clock, we'll be trying to have a look as best as we can to some of the other news stories happening around the world. I'm going to kick things off with some music, radio by Dark Horses, right here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, it's the Evening Edition. You're with Caroline and Ezra. And of course, as you're driving home, I'm sure you've heard a lot and read a lot about Malaysia Airlines flight MH17, but we'll just try as best as I can to do a recap and a summary of what's taken place thus far. A Malaysian Airlines plane carrying 283 passengers and 15 crew crashed Thursday in the battle-torn East Ukraine region of Donetsk. Now, of course, US intelligence agencies say it was struck by a ground-to-air missile.
Yeah, that's right. So US agencies currently divided over whether the missile was launched by the Russian military or by pro-Russia separatist rebels. But at this point, U.S. officials are saying that all roads do lead to the Russians to some degree. The White House has called for a ceasefire that will allow an investigation into the crash as well as the recovery of remains.
Just a quick mention, Caroline, on the number that I just mentioned. I think in the past, 12 hours or so, we've heard that number, 290 passengers, 290. Mm. In fact, when you add up 283 passengers and 15 crew, you're trying to figure out how would you have accounted for those three extra passengers. There were, in fact, three infants on the flight that did not have seats, and we've got confirmation that it's, in fact, 283 passengers and 15 cabin crew members.
And we'll be going through the press statements that have come out from Malaysia Airlines in just a little bit. But in the meantime, the airline had lost contact with Flight 17 about 50 kilometres from the Russia-Ukraine border. They left Amsterdam at about 4:15 p.m. local time yesterday. About 4 hours later, crashed near the border of Russia and Ukraine.
It was scheduled to arrive and touch down at KLIA at 6:10 a.m. Of course, there was a lot of response from different stakeholders from Ukraine, Russia, United States, and a whole host of countries reflective of the different nationalities of the passengers on the plane. In a tersely worded statement, the Ukrainian embassy in KL, they've come out and blamed the downing of the aircraft on pro-Russian terrorists and said the airliner was attacked with a Russian-made weapon, adding that there were no Ukrainian military aircraft flying in the area at the time.
Yeah, of course, investigations are underway. It's still very much early days, but of course, problems with access the crash site at this point of in time, according to reports, the governor of the region, Donetsk, said separatists are preventing the law enforcement and rescue authorities from accessing that site, and it may seriously affect the course of the investigation and the explanation of the true reason. So there's footage going around captured by locals of the wreckage site. And they're horrible pictures as well.
Yeah, and of course, unlike the situation and circumstances of MH370 in such immediate fashion, a lot of visual image and video footage was coming out through all of the various news sources, and right now there's been a lot of communication happening between the heads of states from different countries. President Barack Obama was part of sort of on campaign mode yesterday, and he only managed to briefly give his thoughts about it in a very short worded statement yesterday evening. Mm-hmm. We'll be going through some of the media statements and press statements by the relevant authorities very, very shortly. We've got more music coming up right here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9. It's My Life by Talk Talk right here on BFM 89.9. It's the Evening Edition. You're with Caroline and Ezra. Now, of course, looking through some of the media statements that have been released since 12:30 in the morning till 7:30 in the morning, the media statements were coming in thick and fast. The first statement that came in at 12:30 in the morning, basically giving us some of the basic details that we've just shared with you. If we look towards the 7:30 a.m. media statement by MAS on the MH17 incident, it's a bit more detailed on at least a list testing and the number of passengers and crew that were given by their, I guess, intelligence.
There was that. Also confirming that the aircraft did not make a distress call, and how the usual flight route was earlier declared safe by the International Civil Aviation Organization, and that the aircraft was traversing in an airspace that was not subject to restrictions.
Just breaking down very quickly the nationalities, there were 154 passengers from the Netherlands, 45 from Malaysia, including 15 crew and 2 infants, 27 from Australia, and of course, from what we understand thus far, there was going to be a connecting flight from KL to Perth thereafter. Moving on to the list, Indonesia 12, including 1 infant, the UK 9, Germany 4, Belgium 4, Philippines 3, Canada 1, and a total of 41 passengers still unverified thus far.
That's right. Another media statement came out, released at 1:30, with regard to the airplane proper, how it had a clean maintenance record. Their last maintenance check was on the 11th of July, when it was manufactured, July 1997, 17 years in service, a record of 75,322 hours, and how all communication systems on the aircraft were functioning normally.
Now, many of us might have missed this when the Prime Minister, Dr. Sri Najib Razak, made a press statement on Malaysia Airlines Flight MH17. This is the press conference in its entirety.
Yesterday evening, I was informed of the terrible and deeply shocking news that a Malaysia Airlines jet went down in eastern Ukraine. Malaysia Airlines has confirmed that the jet was Malaysia Airlines Flight 17, which was on a scheduled flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. The flight departed Amsterdam at 12:15 p.m. local time. It was scheduled to arrive in Kuala Lumpur at 6:10 local Malaysian time. The aircraft was a Boeing 777-200. The aircraft's flight route was declared safe by the International Civil Aviation Organization and International Air Transportation Association has stated that the airspace the aircraft was traversing was not subject to restrictions. Malaysia Airlines has confirmed that the aircraft did not make a distress call. The flight was carrying a total number of 295 people, comprising 280 passengers and 15 crew members. Malaysia Airlines is in the process of notifying the next of kin of the passengers and crew. All possible care will be provided to the next of kin. The government of Malaysia is dispatching a special flight to Kiev carrying a special Malaysia disaster assistance and rescue team, as well as a medical team. According to information provided by Kiev Air Traffic Control, the location of the plane's emergency locator beacon is 48 degrees 7 minutes and 23 seconds north and 38 degrees 31 minutes and 33 seconds east. The Ukrainian authorities believe that the plane was shot down. At this stage, however, Malaysia is unable to verify the cause of this tragedy. But we must and we will find out precisely what happened to this flight. No stone will be left unturned. If it transpires that the plane was indeed shot down, we insist that the perpetrators must swiftly be brought to justice. Emergency operations centers have been established. In the last few hours, Malaysian officials have been in constant contact with their counterparts in Ukraine and elsewhere. And I will be speaking to a number of world leaders over the coming hours. I've had several conversations with the Prime Minister of the Netherlands. I have also spoken to the President of Ukraine. He has pledged that there will be a full, thorough and independent investigation, and Malaysian officials will be invited to take part. The Ukrainian president also confirmed that his government will negotiate with rebels in the east of the country in order to establish a humanitarian corridor to the crash site. Just now, I received a call from President Obama. He and I both agreed that the investigation must not be hindered in any way. An international team must have full access to the crash site, and no one should interfere with the area or move any debris, including the black box. This is a tragic day in what has already been a tragic year for Malaysia. As we work to understand what happened, our thoughts and prayers are with the family and friends of those on board the flight. I cannot imagine what they must be going through at this painful time. The flight's passengers and crew came from many different countries. But today, regardless of nationality, we are all united in grief. Thank you.
What you've just heard is the statement by Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak, which took place at 4 o'clock this morning. Now, the press statement by the Transport Minister Dato' Sri Liao Tiong Lai concluded just under an hour ago. The news team will have more updates for you very, very shortly. We've got more music coming up. I Want to Hold Your Hand by TV Carpio, right here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, it's the evening edition. You're with Caroline and Ezra. Now, just before the 5:30 news, we played you the press statement by the Prime Minister himself, Dato' Sri Najib Razak, which took place at 4 o'clock this morning. And of course, just about an hour ago, the press statement by the Minister of Transport, Dato' Sri Liao Tiong Lai, that took place. And we're just going to give you some of the highlights. He spoke about the investigation. Now, as set out in the International Civil Aviation Organization's Annex 13, the Ukrainian government will institute the investigation into the circumstances of the accident and be responsible for the conduct of the investigation. And of course, any updates on the investigation will be provided to the next of kin by the investigating authority as per the ICAO guidelines.
Yeah, that's right. Malaysia is offering our full and unqualified support to the investigation. We've been formally invited to participate, and we'll be sending two senior accredited representatives to assist. In terms of the next of kin, Malaysia Airlines are outlining their responsibility, how they've arranged for some 40 staff to be flown to Amsterdam to support the families separately, as announced by the Prime Minister this morning, as we played for you a little earlier. We'll be dispatching a special Malaysia Disaster Assistance and Rescue Team to Kiev, and in total, that's 62 people, 30 SMART team members, 15 medical staff, 10 Royal Malaysia Air Force representatives, 5 Malaysia Airlines staff, 2 Department of Civil Aviation staff are travelling to Kiev.
Of course, he also mentioned about the passengers and the breakdown of the numbers and their respective nationalities. There are 21 of these passengers' nationalities who have now been verified, and 20 remain to be verified. Moving on to details about the flight path. Now, this is something that caught quite a bit of attention and is currently going on social media about this particular discussion. The flight path taken by MH17, it was in fact approved by the International Civil Aviation Organization and by the countries whose airspace the route passed through. Now, the International Air Transportation Association has also stated that the airspace the aircraft was traversing was unrestricted.
Yeah, so 15 out of 16 airlines in the Association of Asia Pacific Airlines actually fly this route over Ukraine. European airlines also using the same route. In fact, in the hours before the incident, there were a number of other passenger aircraft from different carriers using that route, and it was confirmed that there were no last-minute instructions given to the pilots of MH17 to change the route of the flight.
And certainly, I think, you know, moving on from the very tragic circumstances of MH370, I think with this particular situation, trying to, I guess, to rectify and learn some of the lessons in terms of a faster response and detailing a lot of the information provided to the press, Malaysia Airlines released a statement on the aircraft's service record. We showed the aircraft had a clean bill of health. Mm-hmm. They've also confirmed that all the aircraft systems were functioning normally. ACARS and the aircraft's transponders were working and transmitting as normal. We have more news on MH17 coming up right after this on the Evening Edition. This is BFM 89.9. I Never Learned by Licky Lee, right here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9. You're with Caroline and Ezra, and we're looking through all the news portals and agencies for very interesting write-ups on the incident of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17. And of course, many will be mistaken to think that this is the first case of a passenger jet being mistakenly shot down by military forces. In fact, we have other instances in the past where that actually took place. In 1955, for instance, an El Al flight from Vienna to Tel Aviv to London was shot down by Bulgarian fighter jets when it inadvertently veered into the country's airspace during a thunderstorm, killing 58 people on board.
Yep. Also in 1973, Israeli military jets actually shot down a Libyan Airlines flight from Tripoli to Cairo when it drifted into Sinai, then under Israeli control as a result of a sandstorm. About 108 people on board were killed.
And this is also something that certainly for me, I saw last night on social media with reference to the Korean Airlines flight. It was twice found itself in the crosshairs of the Soviet military. KL-707 flying from Paris to Seoul. It was brought down but not destroyed by heat-seeking missile near Murmansk in 1978, when, of course, it was mistaken for a military plane.
Yep, that's right. 5 years later, their flight 007 from New York to Seoul via Anchorage was also shot down by Soviet jets when they mistakenly crossed into Soviet airspace. All 269 people on board, including a U.S. congressman, Larry McDonald, were killed.
Another example, in 1988, a U.S. naval warship in the Persian Gulf shot down an Iranian Airlines flight. This was flying off to Dubai after mistaking it for an F-14. It resulted in the death of nearly 300 passengers. And of course, you know, when you look at an incident like that, it loomed over U.S.-Iranian relations for years and years. President Ronald Reagan at the time initially called the shoot down a proper defensive action. And of course, later on, the United States agreed to pay compensation to the victims following a lawsuit at the International Court of Justice.
In fact, today's crash would not even be Ukraine's first experience with an incident of this type. So in 2001, a Siberian Airlines flight en route from Tel Aviv crashed into the Black Sea, killing 78. The president later accepted findings of a report that said the plane was brought down by Ukrainian anti-aircraft missile fired from the Crimean coast during an air defense exercise.
Just giving you some more updated information on the crash itself. Bodies have been found and eyewitness accounts have emerged. And across all news reports and agencies right around the world, Ukrainian authorities have in fact recovered 121 bodies at the site of crash Malaysia Airlines flight MH17. And of course, this is in the eastern region of Donetsk.
Yeah, that's right. But for now, I think it's still unclear who will lead any such investigation. Will leaders are objecting to Ukraine or Russia playing the role? Also talking about the integrity of the crash site, how that may have been compromised. There have been reports of looting going on at the site where the wreckage is located.
And what you said right there is the primary sort of question mark as to who is leading the investigation, because everybody has to some degree vested interest to ensure that you know, this investigation goes as well as it can. And I think there have been calls for you know, independent investigators to head down to the crash site as well. We've got more music coming up after the 6 o'clock news. We'll be moving away from news related to MH17, hoping to try and look for some other news items right across the world right here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.